Hi, sir. I will be the massage therapist for you today. I hope you're already lying comfortably. That's good. Good. The receptionist didn't tell me if you wanted any tea or water to begin with, so please let me know. I could just easily go down to the pantry and get you something. No? You're good? You're okay there? Okay, great. Well, let's get started. I see that you are already taking your clothes off and are already prepared on the massage table. I would just like to know what type of pressure are we going for? Would you like something that's hard or a little bit softer? You like it hard. Good. I also prefer my my therapies to be hard. So yeah, sure. Just please lay back down, get comfortable, and I'll get started first with your with your temples and your head. So, I hope you don't mind. Do you prefer that your therapists are more chatty, or would you prefer something more quiet? Oh, thank you. Some of my clients do like the sound of my voice. They think it's soothing. So, have you been here in the Philippines for a while now, or are you just traveling? You've already been here for a few days. Is this your first time? Years before. Well, I think you'll be a little bit surprised to know that things have changed quite a bit. Trust me, we've been trying to find the best place to set up this massage area, and this is the most quiet we can find. Rush hour is not really forgiving to passengers, commuters, anyone really. Everyone here seems to be able to afford cars, and well, you can imagine the mess that could happen when you have so many cars available and so little roads to drive in. Yeah, which is why it's perfect that you chose to, you know, just relax and spend the rush hour here. I'm really happy. It's a great choice. Shall I go a little bit harder, sir? Of course. So, have you tried any of our delicious food yet? I'm sure you've had. Oh, Pulalo, Pulalo, so good. It's actually my favorite. Yeah? And where do you have it? Ooh, that's a solid restaurant. Excellent choice, sir. You're feeling a little tense there. A little tired from all the traveling? Ah, yes. I can understand that. If I had the opportunity to travel outside of my country, I would likely walk and walk and walk and walk. Besides, I prefer walking than getting on cars. Yeah, so it makes sense why I'm not really a big fan of cars here. Yes, sir? Oh, well, aside from Bulalo, if you haven't tried the adobo yet, I mean, it is sort of like our national dish. There's also some sinigang. Do try our mangoes. I think I think our mangoes are the best in the world, as I've been told by many, many foreigners like you. Yeah? Good. You should also try halo halo. It's ice cream with other toppings, and basically for me, my favorite part about halo halo is like when you take it in your mouth, it's like an explosion of flavor in your mouth, you know? It is my favorite. Especially the creamy ones. The creamy halo halo. Ah, so good. So good. I make a mess whenever I experience halo halo. I'm just gonna move now to your neck. Does your head feel fine? Good. Now for your neck. So, tell me, sir, are you going to travel to different islands aside from this one? Yeah? Oh, that's nice. Sure, Galways are a new barangay. If you've never been to Siargao, it would be an amazing experience. It's slowly becoming popular, but not really as big as Boracay yet. So, if you're looking for a beautiful alternative, Siargao is an excellent choice. I've only been there once there, and yet it's one of the most magical places I've ever been. Well, after Siargao, then another one would probably be, well, I would say Palawan, of course. Palawan is, just a natural miracle, I would say. There's a lot of good beaches there. I specifically recommend, if you have the budget, to go to El Nido or Coron. Those two places are just gorgeous. I am so jealous of my friends. They were able to go there last summer, and I just want to be there again. It's wonderful, it's beautiful. Yes, you're learning Tagalog already. Maganda siya. Ah, one of the most magandang places I've ever been. Oh, sir. I'd love to, but I can't go with my clients. That would be unprofessional. How are you feeling? Good? Yeah? Should I go a little harder? All right then. Now let's move to your shoulders. Oh, your shoulders are a little tense. Is that from carrying your backpack, sir? Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that you visited our place, of course. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to help travelers along their way. I love travelers. Travelers are my favorite clients because we get to exchange a lot of things. Well, I get to share with them what I know about the Philippines, and they get to share with me, more things about their hometown. Are you American, sir? Just in case, I know a couple of Europeans who kind of don't have a very thick accent, so I just wanted to make sure. My family is also in the United States. Well, some of them are. I have titas and titos and cousins there. Titas and titos are basically your aunts and uncles in Tagalog. And there's quite a lot of us there. Easy opportunities. And they're very happy too. If not a little more tired than I am sometimes. Sir, I'm sorry. I'm kind of a little short and my arms aren't that long. So, is it okay if I shift a little bit beside you? Yeah? Not awkward for you? Okay, good. I'm just gonna sit a little bit close and seems to me that I'm not going hard enough for you, so I'm just going to use this leverage to push myself even more. I hope you don't mind being a little close like this. No? This is perfectly okay for you? Okay, good. I just want to make sure that you're getting the best service from us. So I'm using my entire upper body strength to make sure that I get it just right. That's a guarantee for me, sir. I always want to be able to please and satisfy and relax my clients. I'm glad that you're comfortable with this closeness. Oh, sorry. Is my breath giving you tingles? Oh, I didn't mean to. No? It's okay for you, sir? Oh, good. That's a relief. I just, you know, I want to make sure that you're comfortable and you're relaxed. I just really get into these types of massages. Well, it'll be a surprise for a lot to hear, but it's a passion of mine. I love making sure that you're nice and relaxed, that I get to make people have better days with my hands and, well, every part of me if I could. Anything to please the client, I will do. If that involves me having to get into awkward positions just to use my entire body weight, I will definitely do that. Yes. So, I'm glad that I get to hear these moans from you. Reassures me and lets me know that I'm doing a good job. Am I, sir? Am I doing a good job for you? That's perfect. That's so perfect. Well, you can just say that your pleasure. Well, it also gives me pleasure. I'm going to move down your back, okay? Okay. Oh, I can feel some of the knots in your back. Not a lot compared to my clients, but that's probably because of your travels. You know, I know that America and all of its daily grind can be so stressful, so I'm glad that you are taking this time for yourself to travel to more relaxing countries like mine, even though the daily commute here is also quite a mess, but you don't get to experience that, do you? No, you just get to relax in the palm of my hands, and feel all nice and all pleasured. And that makes me happy. I know. It's quite rare that you would find massage therapists who are passionate about their job, but you're very lucky. I must say, sir, that you're starting to become one of my favorite clients. No, it's just that I like your personality a lot. Some clients are a little more rude. Yeah. Some clients think that, well, I'm at their beck and call, and that sort of mentality makes them a little more arrogant. I'm not so much of a fan of them. What I prefer are clients like you, who like to listen and talk and chat and just let me handle all of the work. These are the clients I like to please the most. Clients like you. And I love going the extra mile for clients like you. Well, extra miles, such as spending more time here, making sure that every single knot is, you know, massaged out of your system, just making sure you're all nice and comfortable. Our massage rates usually just last for like an hour and 30 minutes, but for a client like you, I can go even longer if you'd like. Anything to please you. Shall I go a little lower, sir? Of course. A little lower? Okay. We'll start right here at the base then. Sorry, is it a little uncomfortable when I go this low? I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that I need everything out. You know, one technique that we have as therapists is that we always like to start at the very base and then work our way up so that we could massage all the knots out that way. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good for me too. Just making sure that I could get rid of all of this makes me pretty happy. So you don't mind if I go a little lower? To your butt? I know. You'll probably actually also feel a little bit of discomfort. Not because, well, someone's hands is on your butt, but... Well, you'll be surprised to know that there are knots there too. I learned this technique from a friend of mine who did my massage before, and it felt really good. And if we start to feel knots, then that's probably because it's overused. So, well, if you've been on a plane for around like 12 hours, I could imagine I might feel a tiny bit here, which is probably why you'll feel a little bit of discomfort. Right here. Yep, there we go. Oh, it's okay. I'll make sure I'll get rid of them. And you won't feel any discomfort by the time we end the session. A little bit more. See? You're starting to feel it's getting easier, right? Lighter? Most people don't notice that at first. It only takes skilled hands and care to realize that your body might not be feeling as good as you think it is. So, yeah. I'm going to make sure that your stay here is a worthy investment. Okay, I think it's time we can go to the legs, the thighs. Oh yeah, you're looking forward to that now, aren't you? It's quite alright. I mean, I can understand with all of that walking, you're gonna need your legs to just relax. So I'll start here. We'll start at the feet first and the ankles. Oh yeah, okay, I can feel a lot of tension here already. You've been walking a lot, sir, haven't you? Have you tried climbing any one of our mountains? That's amazing. Mount Pulag is a good place to start. I have had some experience in climbing mountains before, but not a lot. And Mount Pulag is where I also started. The highest peak would be Mount Apple. You would usually be... Well, it would be well advised if you went up that mountain with a guide, so... If you've had experience climbing mountains before, of course, but you are going to need some help on that trail regardless. Always better to be safe than sorry, you know? I'm gonna work my way up to your calves. Ooh, oh yeah. Oh no. It's okay. I'm here to take care of them. Shall I go harder, sir? Okay. Alright then. A little bit harder. I am exerting as much pressure as I could. Well, Having a petite body compared to the person I'm massaging, well, kinda needs a bit more effort. Just like when I was massaging your back, so. Am I giving you tingles, sir? Well, please tell me if it's making you uncomfortable. I just want to make you feel good, you know? Yeah, masarap pa? That's good to know that you know these words too. But yes, you can tell me if it feels good by saying it's masarap. So, masarap ba, sir? Alright, that's good to know. Okay, I'm gonna work up to your thighs. Well, sir, if I may ask, aside from mountain climbing and having all of these delicious food, what else have you done in the Philippines? Of course, go around our malls. Our malls are quite big, aren't they? Yeah, well, we like it big, I guess. Because it's always hot here, you know, and we like that our malls are big because it means there's a lot more space to cool down. It's not necessarily good, if I'm going to be honest, but well, that was the mentality when these developers started building these massive malls to walk around in. Do you guys have malls this big in the United States? Huh, okay. I guess we also got that from you, right? Oh, we don't need to talk about that, sir. It's totally fine. Not judging. We aren't from that time anyways, so. I'm going to move up a little bit more. Sorry, I may have gotten a little too high. Shall I go a little bit lower again, sir? Yeah? Okay. Your thighs and your legs are quite tense. I can't seem to get rid of the tension, and I'm wondering why. Well, I'm not really wondering why. I seem to know the reason. Will you let me go a little bit higher, sir? I just want to confirm if I'm correct about why you're so tense right now. Yeah? Okay. You're tense because you're really turned on, aren't you? It's alright. I understand. Let me take care of that, you know? You can turn around for me on your back. Yeah, it's no problem. As I said, I try to go beyond the extra mile for clients that I like. You happen to be one of my favorites now. Yeah? I was right. You are tense because of this. You have quite a massive tension, if I may say so myself. Please let me take care of it. Well, your cock isn't the only thing that needs massaging. Your balls need some work too, so let me take care of that. We'll get rid of every single tension on your body. I promise you that. It is my guarantee, as I've been saying. Oh, you didn't think I would provide this extra service? I don't always do, but for the clients that I like, I would. Oh, fuck. Your cock is so big and so hard. It does turn me on too. As I said, your pleasure is my pleasure, so getting to work on your cock and your balls like this almost turns me on. Well, you've heard rumors that we also provide this. Well, not we, but other massage therapists provide this. Yeah, only in the sketchier areas. Some clients expect that to happen, but not a lot of clients expect that here. Because not a lot of people know about this either. At the very least, not a lot of staff in this parlor knows that I do this. The fact that the room is pretty farthest from all the rest of the rooms kind of gives me that discretion. And that freedom to do whatever I can for a client. Right now, I would actually really do anything for you, sir. The way your cock is just standing so proudly. The way it's just so hard. It turns me on. I want to, I want to do a little bit more for it. May I? Thank you. Set up. What's the Tagalog word for it? Isubo mo ang titi ko. Yeah, that's what you should tell me if you want me to keep sucking your cock. Isubo mo ang titi ko. And something that I might say would be, gusto ko nang isubo ang titi mo. That means that I want to suck your cock already. Ang sarap isubo ng titi mo. Sobrang sarap mo, sir. Oh, fuck. Ang laki ng titi mo, sir. Masarap dilaan. Ay, ang sarap isubo. Gusto ko isubo ang titi mo hanggang sa lalamunan ko. That means I want to suck your cock and gag on it. I want to suck your cock until it reaches the back of my throat. May I, sir? Brother Pooba, please, sir. Let's fucking move the lemon, sir, please. What I mean is, use my throat, please. Sir, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm really, really wet, sir. I'm really, really wet. My pussy's so wet. Oh, it's aching for you. It's aching for your big cock. Will you fuck me, sir? The Tagalog for that? Kantutin mo na ako, sir, please. Kantutin mo na ako. In fact, why don't I do it? I wanna be one on top of you and ride you. Yes? Thank you, sir. Salamat. Init na init na yung puke ko. Feeling ko, nalabasan na ako. Ay, pasok lang ang titi mo sa puke ko. I'm sorry. I mean, I feel like I'm gonna come once your cock is inside me so quickly. But no, I'll try my best to be good, sir. I'll try my best to be really good for you. Ito na po, sir. Here I go. Fuck, I'm set up. Oh my god, I'm set up. Oh, just go. Oh, fuck. Masarap ba, sir? Oh, masarap ba yung... sikip ng poke ko. Sikip-sikip na. That means what I was saying is, isn't my pussy so tight? It's so tight, right? Do you like it when I speak in Tagalog like this too? I just can't help myself. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Oh puta, set up. Oh set up your serum, set up you. Sa loob ng buke ko.
quick. Oh, so creamy inside my pussy. Oh, fuck. Yeah, please play with me. Play with my clit, sir. Thank you. Go. Supporting me now with your hands on my tits. Do you like my tits too? They're called Suso and Tagalog or Tede, whatever you prefer. Oh, you don't need to motorboat me. You're making me shy, sir. Oh, yeah. That was so much fun. Well, we have a little bit more time in our hands. I fear I may have sped up the entire massage because I was getting too selfish. I wanted you immediately. So we can stay here a little bit longer. And then we can pretend that we're still doing the massage. If you're okay with little, post a cuddle session. Doesn't have to be weird. I can just lay down by your side, but all I really need is to catch my breath. That was so amazing. Thank you so much. Well, we don't need to discuss that yet. But were you totally satisfied? Perfect. Can talk about the price later, you know, just in case you want a round two at this hotel that I know. I assure you it'll be well worth the price for round two, three, four. I knew that would be interesting to you, rather than being stuck here in rush hour traffic.